Tensions between landowners and some hunters were on display at the state capitol in Bismarck Thursday as the House debated a measure that was designed to get landowners and sportsmen to the table to work out some of their problems. But in the end, the House passed a measure that was substantively changed from what the Senate had approved and a House committee endorsed. The bill would have created a database showing which lands were open to hunting and which were not. It also would have established a land access committee made up of landowners and hunters to make some recommendations to the 2021 legislative session. But after a parliamentary move to divide the question, that is to vote on two separate parts of the bill, those portions were removed. The chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Devil's Lake Representative Dennis Johnson, argued to keep the entire bill intact.
There's comments of why don't we study this? You know, boy, I've been here 28 years and we've had the same issue ever since I've been here. I think it's time we take a stand and pass something that works for everybody in North Dakota, be it landowner or hunter.
Opponents of the remaining measure worry that, in its present form, it would end hunting rights. But Lidgerwood Republican Representative Kathy Scrow told the House it would lead to conversations between landowners and sportsmen. She said passing the bill as it is could lead to some further work in a conference committee.
It's been said this can's been kicked down the road and kicked down. And what my landowners are telling me in my district is that we're going to take that can, we're going to fill it full of cement and put a no trespass and no hunting sign on it and lock this land up so tight that no one will have access. I hope that's not the case.
The overall bill passed 55-38. It goes back to the Senate. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.